Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is our critique of the teaching of Professor Todd Green in his seminar, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 Election. Today we'll look at a deeper thought of Professor Green and how he wants to smear the Republicans and praise the Democrats concerning the Islamophobia agenda. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
Having a sense or an impulse to speak out against Islamophobia, and this was pretty rampant Islamophobia and the manufacturing of this controversy, but not really having a strong sense of why, which I think has been part of the problem of the Democratic Party. An ongoing theme here is the Republican Party becomes increasingly pro-Islamophobia. The Democratic Party, though, never becomes strongly anti-Islamophobia. So I'm skeptical about trying to make a clear dichotomy between these two. And Obama's response here is an indication. It's much more implicit here, right?
Professor Todd Green here is telling us that he has a hardship to speak against Islamophobia. But wait a minute. Who invented the word Islamophobia but you yourself? You see, the problem I have with Professor Todd Green is the same problem I have with all the liberals and the Muslims of the West. As we have seen in real life, Professor Todd Green will not allow any of us, when we attend his seminars, to quote the Quran, that is the words of Allah, nor the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. And he said he will not talk about the things of Islam, but in the same time, he is accusing us of being Islamophobic. Well, I'm sorry. As we said before, phobia is irrational fear. But the problem we have with Islam is real fear. We're not called in the scripture to fear Muslims or to fear Islam or to fear anything. But you cannot tell me that it's okay to stand up in front of a train which goes over 300 miles an hour and you tell me there is nothing to be afraid of. We have a problem with Islam. Professor Todd Green does not know Islam. He will not talk about Islam. But in the same time, as we expose Islam to the West, he rushes to judge us to be Islamophobic. I am sorry, Professor Green. You have the problem. And the problem is you invented a word which have no support Quranically, theologically, according to what Muslims believe. And in the same time, you cannot deny the problem the West has with the Muslims, not just here in America, but all over the world. We have a problem, and the problem is, once again, Islam. And until you get yourself educated about Islam, then we cannot help you. Or, as a matter of fact, you cannot help yourself to expose us because we got the truth and you got some propaganda wording, Islamophobia. Really? Why not come for a debate? And we will teach you about Islam so you yourself will be living in a nightmare to know Islam and what the Muslims will be doing in America. And what is so amazing, even though Professor Green does not know too much about Islam, he knows for certain that the Republican Party becomes increasingly pro-Islamophobic. What about the Democrats? Listen carefully. He said the Democratic Party, though, never becomes strongly anti-Islamophobia. So I'm sure, do you like your party or you don't like them? If they're not for it, that means they're against it. That is the logic and that is the common sense. You told us in our last program that Mr. Obama holds the stick in the middle and his party did not take a morally strong stand against Islamophobia. They did not desire for the Muslim people to build the Ground Zero mosque. So are they afraid of the Muslims and they don't want them to build that mosque in Ground Zero, or they are just lost and do not know what to do? But as I shared with you before, and I repeat again, this is the reality. The Democrats care less about the Muslims. They are not Christians. They will not share the truth of the gospel with the Muslims. They do not love the Muslim for Jesus because they themselves do not know Jesus. If you don't have it, you can't give it away. But in the same time, they are looking for power. They're searching for power politically. And 2020 election is a great evidence of that. And the following elections all over this land will prove my point. The Democrats are just like a drowning person who will grab onto anything to save themselves. And hopefully they will have power to control the land. When the liberals in America reach out to the Muslims and seek their vote to help them to win the power, to be in control of the land, what they do not know is they are actually digging their own graves by their own hands. Because as I said, I repeat again, the Muslims will take over this country through the Liberal Party. And when that day comes, they will destroy not only the Democratic Party, but they will destroy the entire country. That is America, the one we know. Obama did not take a stand with the Ground Zero Mosque, and that's because that was 2010. Muslims were feared in 2010 because that was just a few years after September 11. But now we know we got a good Muslim president for 8 years, and we got wonderful Muslim senators, and we got wonderful Muslim congressmen and women, and believe it or not, we got some Muslim mayors, and slowly they will take over America as they will prove in a good faith that they are good Americans, as they have been doing for the last few years. And the problem we have with the Muslims is only with the radicals. But when the right time comes, they will have the upper hand in America, and that's when Muslims will show their true colors. And then we will wish we have learned about Islam and we should have feared Islam in the past. But now let's move on to the next thought of Professor Todd Green concerning Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and the Islamophobia concerning Sharia.
With some presidential candidates at the time, or people who are trying to enter into the fray by 2010, 2011, we have now an opening that they see to stir up much more deliberately and in a much more calculated way Islamophobia, to appeal to very explicit Islamophobic narratives. There is no dog whistling here, right? This is not coded language. This is people like Newt Gingrich who are comparing Nazis to Muslims who want to build an Islamic center in Lower Manhattan. Who at one point starts to talk about Sharia and fear-mongering over Sharia and Muslims trying to impose Sharia law in the United States.
Now Professor Todd Green is telling us that during the 2012 election, these candidates were fighting with each other to see who will be fit to be the president for the United States of America. And during this time, the Republican campaign stirred up much more deliberate and much more calculated way of Islamophobia to appeal to various explicit Islamophobic narratives. So he's trying to tell us that the Republican used Islamophobia during this time to stir up more people to vote for them, to give them the victory to the White House. You see, I think Professor Green is right, but he's ignoring all what America went through. In 2001, we were attacked in America by 19 Muslim believers, we call them the hijackers, who killed 3,000 Americans. During this time, we had Mr. George W. Bush, who did not know too much about Islam, as we have seen in our study, and he praised Allah and praised Muhammad and praised the Muslim people and gave them all the credibility to help them to continue to come to America to take over America. And because of that, the result of his work, we ended with an Arab Muslim president, that is Mr. Obama. Now we got to another chance, that is 2012, to remove Obama from power. And guess what the Republicans did? They learned some facts about Islam. They got educated about the problem of having Obama in the White House, as they saw he was not pro-America. Some say he does not like America, and others said actually he hates America. And that is the real reality of what Barack Hussein Obama was doing during these 4 years. He did not like or support Israel. He throws them under the bus, and he literally put Muslims in many important positions in our government so they can control this country. He quadrupled the number of Muslim people in his 8 years. That is by bringing them to America as refugees, by using the liberal churches and liberal organizations. So we cannot ignore all these facts and what we have been through in America. That's why some of these people, as you're going to hear their names in a minute here, started speaking the truth about Muslims and what Muslims will be doing in America. That's when the conservative asked the question, should we have Mr. Barack Hussein Obama for 4 more years? And there are plenty of facts American people do not know about Obama and Hillary or the Liberal Party in general.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Now, let us talk about Newt Gingrich and his role concerning the Islamophobia of Professor Todd Green, or say, Sharia, Islamic law in America. Professor Todd Green is telling us that Newt Gingrich compared Nazis to Muslims who wanted to build an Islamic center in Lower Manhattan. We already talked about that in our previous broadcast, but let me say it again. How dare Imam Faisal Abdur-Rauf to have the guts to think about building that Ground Zero Mosque, which he called Cordova Mosque. That is a name of a victory battle the Muslim won against the Spanish people years ago. This was not a mosque as a place to worship, but it is a place to celebrate the death of 3,000 Americans. It is a place to celebrate the victory which Muslims gained by killing all those Americans who died on that wicked day. So I'm sorry, if you do not know anything about Islam, sir, or if you do not know why Muslims want to build that mosque by that name in Ground Zero, then you need some help yourself. Yes, Newt Gingrich was right about comparing Muslims to Nazis. And they are worse than Nazis because Nazis did not follow a book given by God. But Muslims are following a book given by Allah, whom they claim to be God. They follow a self-proclaimed prophet by the name Muhammad, who desires for them to remove the Jews and the Christians from the face of the earth. And that's exactly what Muslims will be doing in the near future with the help of the Liberal Party. How about Sharia? Professor Todd Green said that Newt Gingrich, at one point, starts talking about Sharia and fear-mongering over Sharia and Muslims, trying to impose Sharia law in the United States. By the way, we have a full study on Sharia, which we have done in the past by the title Exposing the Truth About Sharia, Islamic Law. I believe Professor Green needs so badly to hear these broadcasts so he can educate himself. First of all, Newt Gingrich did not speak about the full picture of Sharia because that was literally 10 years ago. He did not know too much about Sharia or Islam like almost all the politicians. And they did not speak about it because it is not politically correct to do so. Professor Green only caught him saying one sentence and he made a big deal about it. And when liberals hear someone like Professor Todd Green mocking the idea that Muslims would love to practice Sharia in America or someday they will make Sharia the law of the United States of America, they actually believe him because it sounds to them like a joke. But if you investigate Sharia, which is the direct quotations of the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, for as I shared with you before, when Muslims read the Quran, or when Muslims read the teachings of Muhammad, they will read there, do this. and don't do that. And here is a reward of obeying these orders, and here is a punishment of disobeying these orders. That is Islam, something Professor Todd Green knows nothing about. And sadly, most of our liberals in America do not have a clue what it is. So you cannot deny the existence of Sharia in Islam because it is their laws. Muslims do not live by our constitution, but they live by their own laws, Allah's laws, which they prefer over any other man-made laws. But at the same time, when you hear Professor Green talk like that, you may think that we do not have any Sharia in America. But have you been to any schools in Detroit, Dearborn, someplace in Los Angeles, maybe Orlando, and many other schools in America? Sharia is already practiced in all these schools. In one session, not all Sharia, but in one session, which is lawful food. Do you know that now in schools in such cities where they have large number of Muslims, they do not offer two different kinds of food, halal, lawful, and unlawful, which is haram. They only now offer halal food, which is Sharia food, Islamic way of eating food. It used to be years ago, you can have choice. How do you like to eat lunch? Do you like ham or chicken? Now, it's only chicken, and it's not any chicken. It's chicken killed by a Muslim butcher. Chicken killed in halal way, in the lawful Sharia way. Do you think Professor Green is ignorant of that? How about Sharia finance all over America? We're talking about Muslims collecting millions of dollars from the American people, including you, my dear audience, who are listening to me right now. Do you know what happened when your church collects the love offerings and the tithes and drops them at some bank, maybe like Wachovia or Bank of America, or many of the other banks who practice Sharia finance? You yourself are supporting the Muslim jihadis worldwide by giving 2.5% of the profits these banks make. And this money is collected by Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, a man who could not come to America. Physically, he cannot be here because he will be arrested. But in the same time, he is taking millions of dollars of the American people to be spent according to Sharia on what Sharia allows Muslims to spend on. That is, to perform jihad. We are now in America helping the Muslim world financially to take over not only the Middle East, but America as well, by our own giving through Sharia finance. So when you hear Professor Todd Green and liberals like him, you may think that Sharia does not exist in America, or there's nothing to be afraid of. But the fact is, Sharia is already being practiced here in America, which is the Islamic law, which Muslims will be practicing all over America fully in the near future. We encourage you to learn about Sharia simply by reading the Quran, so you know all the facts about the Islamic law and how people like Professor Todd Green are trying to water down the facts about the problem of Sharia. And once again, I'm thankful to God for many of the states who made their people aware of Sharia and what Muslims desire to do in America. This is nothing to be afraid of, but something we must learn. Because as we continue to allow Muslims to walk slowly in our life, that is, to run this country according to their wishes by appointing, for example, some Muslim judges, as we have plenty with the help of Barack Hussein Obama, then slowly, as you're going to hear this word, Sharia will creep into our society. That is exactly what's happening. Slowly. If you think Muslims will practice Sharia fully in America in the next 5 years or so, well, this will never happen because the American people will wise up and rise up and they will remove the Muslims from America. But Muslims will wait patiently, and maybe 20 years from now or even 30 years from now, you, the American people, will never realize what has happened to your country. Finally, Professor Todd Green said the following.
In fact, 2010 is the beginning, the real beginning of that narrative being put out there in political discourse. Prior to 2010, you don't have many people except on the far, far right trying to fearmonger about Sharia. But 2010 is a major turning point, both at the national level and at the state level, as some states start to try to pass anti-Sharia legislation. And as we'll see, this sticks in terms of the playbook on Islamophobia and presidential politics. Gingrich is one of the people who helps introduce that.
Before and after 2010, let me repeat myself again to expose Professor Green. Yes, indeed, before 2010, the American people were deceived for 2 years by having a Muslim president. who denied he's a Muslim. One of the many ways how Muslims take over a country, lying, which is one of the greatest foundations of Islam. As Muhammad taught the Muslims, it's okay to lie, especially to the infidels. So now we got Mr. Obama in the White House for 2 years, and the American people realized we have a problem with Islam. What Bush told us for 7 years was simply lies. Islam is not a loving, peaceful religion. And now we got the first Muslim president, and he started doing things which goes against his promises which he made to the American people. Americans thought he will unite us as a one nation. But as a matter of fact, everything he have done after that victory in 2008 was about dividing us. We thought that he will respect Israel, as he made the promise to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel and remove our embassy to Israel, like many previous presidents promised before him. But he didn't. As a matter of fact, he threw Israel under the bus. He supported the Palestinians more than he supported the Jewish people in their own land, and many other things. But all this awakened the American people. And now we got election. And that is the beauty about the democracy of America, that people can choose their president. And that's why we start hearing about Muslims and Islam and Sharia. And that's when liberals like Professor Todd Green invented the word Islamophobia. Yes, we never heard about the problem with Islam before, because now the American people are waking up. And now the American people are seeking a different direction. But sadly, they did not succeed, because none of these people who ran for office in 2012 took full charge to expose Obama and Islam to the American people because of political correctness. And that will continue to be in America until America is no more. And to continue with our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.